Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 31, present, past, and future. I'm now going to stretch you a bit and have you look at imagination and visualization and pictures in a new way. Remember, by pictures, we mean more than just visual images. We include emotions and feelings and ideas and concepts. All the senses and more are at play when we talk about pictures. These pictures represent states of consciousness. Pictures are stored in the subconscious repository, and the way the mind works, your mind regulates your behavior according to these stored pictures. They exist in the present, right now. So if we know that what governs our behavior is often present pictures, what about the future? What is the future? Looking at the future from the present, we can only really say that the future is also pictures. Pictures of what I think will be or can be. Both the pictures I hold in the present and the pictures I'm holding on of the future can have a strong influence on what happens to me and how I behave. Now let's think about the past. What is the past? It's pictures, right? Our memories are pictures that we've stored of what's happened, what we've experienced. Some can be relatively neutral, some can be highly emotionally charged. But when you get right down to it, the past is also pictures. Think about that. What is the past? Pictures. What is the present? Pictures. What is the future? Pictures. Some people will tell you can't change the past, but you can change the future. Other people will tell you that there's no such thing as free will. The future is determined. It's simply cause and effect. And if we knew everything that was operating in the present, we could perfectly predict the future. So is life determined, or is there free will? Or is it a combination of both? Here's how I frame it. Right now, I'm holding on to past, present, and future pictures that will determine my future. But at any time, I can change the pictures and change the future. In other words, by changing pictures, the future is not what it used to be. And by now, I'm sure you've put together the idea that I would say not only can you change the present and the future, but you can also change the past. Now, I know there are some hardcore realists that would say, no, that's impossible. The past is past. It's happened. You can't change it. But what I mean is you can change your state of consciousness, particularly in reference to what has happened in the past. Especially if you understand that for all practical purposes in your life, your past is merely pictures that you're holding on to, and you can change those pictures. Think about my friend who I mentioned who had an older brother who would always sing that song, "Wrong Ted, wrong again, wrong all the time, every day, every week, wrong, wrong, wrong." That was an embedded and repeated memory stored from the past. And what did my friend do? He changed his past. He went in and he rewrote that song so that he could behave differently in the present. And he opened up his future in the process. So, in another sense, past, present, and future pictures are all here, right now. In other words, past, present, and future are all actually present. And there is only the present. There is no real past and no real future. If you believe the past is fixed, talk to any police detective. He or she could tell you, especially when they've interviewed, say, a half a dozen people who witness a crime, the different versions of the truth about the past that they shared with him or her. And how many times do you remember something, but years later you're talking to somebody who remembers the same thing quite differently? How many times do you remember something, and then you see a videotape that tells a different story? The important thing to remember here is that your state of consciousness is always in the present, even though you focus on the past or future. Yes, you don't always have to live in the present. You can live in the past. You can repeat past images. You can attach yourself to past stories. You can burden yourself and carry rocks from your past. Also, you can burden yourself with pictures of the future. You can carry the fear of the future as well. Guilt or shame from the past, fear of the future, these are the talons of time that pluck you out of the present moment. So if you're going to take charge of your life, if you're going to take charge of your pictures, I offer this as a consideration. Look at it all as present. All of your past imagery is present. All of your future imagery is present. And you can begin to select and choose, change and update any of those pictures. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.